This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Alan Weber is joining us. He is a senior advisor to the National Biodiesel Board. And Alan, during the month of June, MBB hosted their first face-to-face meeting. And you hosted a panel during the meeting talking about increased feedstock supplies. And we've really seen growth as far as demand is concerned for biodiesel.
One of the things that surprises many people about our industry is not only the growth, but the diverse set of feedstocks that we utilize to produce biodiesel and renewable diesel. And many of your listeners probably know about soybean oil, but we also use significant quantities of choice white grease from the pork industry, inedible tallow and tech grade tallow from the beef industry, use cooking oil from restaurants, and also distillers corn oil and distillers sorghum oil from dry grind ethanol plants like you have there in Kansas. We anticipate continued growth into the future, both for biodiesel and renewable diesel. In fact, the biodiesel industry, they've set a goal to double the size of our industry by 2030. So effectively going from 3 billion gallons to 6 billion gallons. That's really good news for those that want to see lower carbon emissions. That's good news for our rural economies. And it's also good news for livestock producers and row crop producers, as we'll see continued demand for our commodities.
Where do we see biotech fitting into all this? Does it have a place, and are we anticipating seeing growth?
At that board meeting you referenced back in June, Zeocal presented. They're a biotech company based on the West Coast, and they're working to increase the oil content of soybeans. And you know, you might ask, is that a big deal? Well, if you think about it, you know, our crop this year is forecasted to be more than 4 billion bushels, and we process more than half of those here in the U.S. If we would move the oil content of soybeans just 2 percentage points, that's more than 2.6 billion pounds. And from a gallon perspective, that's more than 350 million gallons of additional potential for biodiesel and renewable diesel. So you might ask, well, why haven't we done this already? And it comes down to the plant itself. Historically, there's an inverse relationship between oil and protein. So if we were to increase the oil content just 1 percentage point, it would typically decrease protein by 2%. And of course, we crush soybeans here in the U.S. for protein. We want to be able to feed that increased demand for meat across the globe. And soybean meal is the predominant way to do that. So that's where this breakthrough with Zeocal and their technology comes in, is that their research indicates they can increase both oil and protein content.
That is Alan Weber, who serves as senior advisor to the National Biodiesel Board. He's been our guest on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.